Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday morning. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's morning is off to a great start. The first day of fall, Randy, feels like it. 90-something degrees outside. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it is. Don't let a tricky get that ammonia up in you, man. But this is a different type of one because you come out and you'd be walking around in a sauna suit because you think it's fall. I'm not ready for it. We were just talking. Y'all were like, oh, you and Brian complaining. Oh, I'm tired of sweating.
I don't think anybody sounded like
that's
that.
That's what Brian sounded like.
Exactly.
Stay warm for as long as you can.
Now,
man.
See, here's the thing.
Stay warm as long as you can.
But you can easily. There's a variety of ways to stay warm.
I ain't talking about layering up.
You don't always have to have the sun for it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
The sun is awesome. The
put on a flannel.
Summertime is awesome.
Get your flannel on.
It is an awesome time in Georgia.
Get a fire going.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sit by no damn fire when I can just sit.
Then you're sweating inside your clothes.
No, you don't have to be.
There it is, man.
Keep a happy medium. Don't sit too close to the fire and don't have too thick a flannel. As simple as that. Now, it's too early for flannel. Let's be clear about that.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be 92 degrees outside today.
Thank God.
You want to put a flannel on today, you're going to be soaked.
But my thing is this. Like, just keep, if it's going to go 90, go gradually. That. It's like it's just going to drop off.
Oh, it's going to be 55 degrees tomorrow night overnight.
And then that's how you get it up in you. All right, that's how you get that ammonia up in you, right there, right then and there.
That's why you got to keep a flannel up the ready at all times.
What about flannel? It's about covering up them calf muscles, man. They go through the calves and go
jeans.
All the way up. You know that.
They go through
the calves, up through the knees, up into your system.
That's where it enters?
That's where it enters, dog. Enter through the calf muscles.
Not everybody has calf muscles, though. Some people have cankles.
It's a muscle in there somewhere.
Then it starts in the ankle.
It's a muscle under there somewhere. It is. It's a muscle somewhere in there, man. But, yeah, it is a beautiful Thursday. One more day to the weekend. Obviously, the Dogs are meh. But it's some really good college football games. The Falcons have a game they should win on Sunday. Obviously, we'll get more than that. The Braves tricked off a game last night. As much as I love Ron, I love Wash. Let him go, Wash.
That's on him, right?
Let him go, Wash. Let him go, Wash. I'd rather he get thrown out at home than what happened. Let him go, Wash.
And that tends to be what happens.
Like,
Ron Washington putting up the stop sign. He's so unfamiliar with it. He waited till Austin Riley was past the base to put up the stop sign.
Yeah, let him run.
He never did. They didn't do Ron Washington bobblehead throw up the stop sign.
Yeah,
night.
Man.
They did Ron Washington pinwheel your shoulder. Night.
Right.
I guess, I don't know. Was he like overcome by the bobblehead excitement that he decided he was going to put up the stop sign on Austin? Didn't make any sense. I hardly ever seen him do that. Obviously, it was the wrong call. Riley and Contreras got mixed up. They end up getting thrown out, and that kind of ended it.
Yep.
Day games, man.
I told we
day games for the Atlanta Braves, man.
We said it on Monday. Day games and them damn Braves.
It's actually crazy. Like, they've played enough day games now this season, because the season's like 2 weeks from being over, to where it truly is a thing. It's not just this random, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't have good sunglasses. Maybe they need a new Oakley sponsorship or something like that. I don't know. They've played enough games. They win 70% of their games at night.
Yes.
70% of their games at night. They're under 500 during the daytime.
That's unbelievable.
What?
Unbelievable, man. Maybe they're like nocturnal or something. I don't know.
Maybe like Eddie Rosario had that retina problem.
Yeah.
Maybe in the daytime his retina is still sore.
I just don't know, man. But then, damn, Jesse, I still like Jesse, though. Somebody tweeted me and said that Jesse like he wear white Dickie pants. That was pretty damn funny. but that's pretty damn funny. But, yeah, that just, you know, you just, you're right there in them damn Mets.
I know.
You just can't. I know. They're like that little gnat that just keep buzzing that you can't catch, and just right there.
Every time the Mets give you that little opening.
Every time.
The Braves, it feels like the Braves and the Mets, every loss they've had over the last month.
They've been on the same day.
It's been on the same day.
Yeah.
And every win they've had has been on pretty much the same day as well. Because the Braves have been within a game for a while now. Like, they tracked them all the way down. And now they've just kind of been hold and serve going back and forth, which, as you get closer to it, now there's seven games the Braves play between now and that Mets series. Just looks more and more and more like it's going to be a winner-take-all for the NL East in that series. And we talked a bit about yesterday how it looks like they're stacking the rotation to where you'll have your three best guys in that series. I'm sure Strider does have some oblique soreness as well in his non-pitching arm. That happens a lot.
It does.
Yeah. It's pretty common.
It is.
For right-handed pitchers to get left oblique strains randomly when they're 23.
I'm just saying. I mean.
Common? Hey, you see that a lot in baseball?
I would rather be very cautious with them.
Me too.
We don't want anything to linger around, something to get worse. If it's the oblique, the leak, whatever it is. Rested.
The oblique.
The side leak.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever the leak is.
Be careful.
Yes.
It might miraculously feel better when the Mets come to town. I was looking today. The tickets for that series are still mildly affordable. Like, you can get in the building for not a crazy amount of money. I've never done the thing where you buy tickets with the thought of selling them for a profit down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thought about that.
A lot
today.
Of people. That's a big thing, though.
I know it is. Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah. I've just never done it before.
I've never sold.
You can get in the building right now for that Mets series, that Friday night game. You can get a ticket for $50.
Okay.
You buy that, and that's okay. So it's one game difference in the division when
How much you honestly think you can resell a $50 ticket for?
I don't know. Maybe 80 or something.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
That.
Is it worth $30? Is the irritation
to do all the work?
Yeah, for $30, is that really enough?
The answer, from my perspective, is no.
Okay.
Because I didn't buy the ticket this morning.
Right.
But some people will, and that's something that people have done, a little investment. It'll turn a little profit there.
Yeah, and the people that do it, it's going to be for, you know.
They'll do big tickets.
It's going to be 20 tickets that they're making $30 a piece on, you know. So
what's 20 times 30? Anybody got the cookies?
600.
That's pretty good.
How much?
$600.
That's a lot of money.
$600, that's something to
That's what I'm saying. So if you buy a 30 block of ticket, that's what happens. Right. Those buyers, they buy a 30, 40
See, again,
block,
that's just too much for me.
I was going to do two tickets.
Oh, I thought you said two tickets for $600.
Well, you could if you bought the really expensive ones. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a ticket flipper.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Maybe someday I'll get into the flipping of ticket business, but I'm not quite there yet. Anyway, Braves lose yesterday. They're back at it today. Max Fried's on the mound against guess who?
No.
Ranger Suarez.
Didn't he just pitch against them last week?
Every game they play against his team. It's the fifth time Ranger Suarez has pitched against the Braves this year. Now, the good news is they've won, I think, all of those games. At least three of those games they've won. Ranger Suarez hasn't been good against the Braves.
Right.
But it's like, come on, man. Like, you got another pitcher on your team?
Obviously not.
Ranger Suarez pitches every single game for the Philadelphia Phillies. Anyway, the Braves go 5-1 on the homestand. I know yesterday was the final game, so it's kind of that bad taste in your mouth. But still, you come back from that West Coast road trip, come home, go 5-1. Still a game out. Now, the Braves have a game or two in hand over the Mets in the final couple weeks of the season. So that game that you're behind them, you can make up just on your own.
Right.
You win those two games, you can make up that game, and then obviously you got to handle your business in the series against the Mets. But if the Mets and the Braves both win out before they play next week, the Braves will only be a half game back.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got them right where you want them, but it's still, they should be ahead of the Mets by a couple games now. If things didn't go
the way they went
on the West Coast, the Braves should be a couple games up. But it's going to come down to a winner-take-all. I mean, and, of course, you like your team because we've been there before and they have it. They're a good baseball team. Won't take nothing away from them. But, you know, they got a couple monsters up front and a damn dragon in the back. But we still us.
Yeah, and if you think the Braves are the only team stacking their rotation for that series, incorrect.
Yes.
The Mets will be doing the exact same thing. That's got a chance to be a great three-game weekend series, a real playoff atmosphere before the playoffs get here. All right, so we had an opportunity to talk to a couple of people yesterday. Dave Archer, he's out there with the Falcons in Seattle, obviously on the radio broadcast. Brian Baldinger joined us yesterday, NFL Odyssey insider, played in the league, been around forever. Arthur Smith was on the station yesterday, obviously asked about Kyle Pitts. Marcus Mariota was asked about Kyle Pitts. Everybody wants to know why Kyle Pitts isn't getting the football.
Right.
That's the very least we can agree upon is we would all like to see Kyle Pitts get the football more.
Right.
It seems like it would help the football team if he was.
Correct.
Those are all pretty smart football people. Some of them directly involved in what's happening. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how many different answers we got mm-hmm. about what's going on with why Kyle Pitts is not getting the football yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And the only one that, I mean, I love Baldy. Love talking to Dave. Marcus is the quarterback, but the only person I'm listening to is Arthur Smith because he's a play caller.
Hmm.
Only person, if he says he dialed up 13 plays or something for Kyle Pitts, I can't not say he didn't. You know, so yeah, I mean, I don't believe when we're in that situation right now, when we have analysts and guests on and watching tape and they watch all 22. I refuse to get back into that because that would drive me crazy because then I'll never sleep. But Arthur Smith's a play caller. He calls the plays, so I might take him for his word. We call the plays. It's just not getting the ball.
So let's say that is the truth because
when you said that way, why would you say it wouldn't be the truth?
I don't know. Oh. I mean, it probably is. Right. I mean, he has more of an interest in that being true
Correct.
Than Baldy does. Right. Baldy doesn't care.
Right.
He's just telling you what he thinks he sees.
Right.
Now, he might not be watching every single play from every single game. Like, Baldy's giving you snippets so he can do his Baldy breakdowns and all that. He's a busy guy, too. He can't look at every single thing. But, yeah, okay, let me say it differently. Let's say that is true. I don't know. That's true. Okay, so 13 of the 27 pass plays were designed for Kyle Pitts. Two of them ended up in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
There's something happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Are the plays not good? Is Kyle Pitts running poor routes? Mm-hmm. Is Marcus Mariota not throwing him the football? Like, I like starting there because I think that's the most interesting answer that we got was from Arthur Smith.
Right.
But it's not it doesn't make you feel better.
No.
If 13 of the 27 plays were designed for Kyle Pitts and he had two catches, somebody's not doing their job.
And it's not even that because I think a lot of times when you look at I can only speak from experience, is how is the defense playing in those particular plays? Because you can have a play dialed up, but the defense have a play to take that away. And that happens more times than not. Kyle, like you said, Kyle could not be getting open. Marcus not.
And that's what Marcus said. Marcus said he got to run better routes. That's what Archer said,
and
too.
See, and that's where, again, can speak from experience. You're not getting the ball, so you're speeding up your routes. You're doing everything you can because you think the quicker I get out of my break, even though, okay, the route is in all the route with the drop. Is I got to be at 7. But damn it, I'm not getting the ball. I'm going to cut it at 5. Those things happen. Again, speaking from experience, because you want the ball so damn bad. So before the quarterback is ready to get you the ball, you might be open. But when he's not ready, as soon as he's ready to throw the ball, you get covered. So, I mean, all of that can play into him, the fact that he's not getting targets. Force feeding him sounds good to me because of the fact is that all the other top targets, you don't think the game plan was not to get Cooper Kupp? Yeah. Did Cooper Kupp get his targets?
Yeah, that's the thing. I hate the answer of, well, the defense is also keying in on him. So? He's the fourth pick. He's 6'6". He's supposed to be this great thing. Throw him the football.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's just like Travis Kelce. You don't think Travis Kelce gets double teamed and all that?
Nope. No other defense is keying on guys. Only on Julio Jones and Kyle Pitts throughout the history of the NFL.
Julio just didn't catch touchdowns. Julio got doubled. And
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I do.
And they threw the ball a whole bunch of times.
I know.
Don't pitch the ball, man. Come on. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
You know, it was solid. Very solid.
Well, it's better than Ronnie. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Tyler's good again. Again, you know, I mean, he went into the six and gave us a chance to win the game. I thought he did a great job. Really solid job. I mean, you kind of pitched around some, you know, different things, but you know, it was solid, very solid.
That's what you're asking Bryce Elder to be. You know, and then need to come in here and set strikeout records like Spencer Strider or any of these guys that are big time pitchers for the Braves. It was a spot start from Bryce Elder, and honestly, last three times he's done that,
been good,
phenomenal. Like against Miami in August, 7 innings, 1 run. Early September, also against Miami, 6 innings, no runs. And then yesterday against the Nationals, he goes 5 2/3 and gives up 1 earned run. Like, yep. That's sign me up for that, for Bryce Elder. Unfortunately, the bullpen didn't have his back yesterday, and the Braves didn't score any runs.
That's the biggest thing right there. They did not score any runs. And if you're going to do what you're doing as far as trying to get your big dogs ready for the Mets and not just trick off a game, even though you lost yesterday, your pitchers who you're going to pitch in those spots have got to be good. They can't let that lead, you know, go backwards. They got to be coming here. They can't suck. How about that? They can't come in here and suck. And he has not done that. He's been really, really good. And obviously, this is a position where he might be a guy who might get one more before the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so
probably will.
Probably will. So, I mean, you didn't give him what he needed as far as run support. And we already talked about the whole base running snafu or whatever. If you watch, just let Austin Riley go. Because the majority of the time, you do send him. And if you're Austin Riley and you're coming around, Austin ain't no little dude. And he ain't been to Mako or nothing, like break or whatever the break place is.
He's a break replacement?
I mean, he ain't been there.
The Falcons do that if they score two. That's just tires.
That's tires. But I mean, the way he came around that thing and was shuffling like he was in full speed, let him go.
You want to hear the call of that one?
Let him go.
Let's hear it.
Let him go.
Busted bat. And it gets through. Ron Washington sending the runner. Here comes the throw. Now they go back.
We got two runners
hung up. Throw to second. He's out.
Nice job.
And the other runner stays at third.
I mean, we show them videos and talk about it, and because it's something that you know we can get better at. You know, it's something going forward. I look at that and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking ahead. Is that's going to be a big priority in spring training? When we get to spring training, we can focus on things like that and do drills and talk about it even more.
Hold on. You're going to talk to Wash. That ain't Austin Riley's base where he's doing what Wash tells him. If you can look plain as day where he's looking at Wash and Wash is sending him.
And then
it wasn't even a stop, though. It was more like a flick back.
Maybe stop?
Like, he flicked it back. Like, like flicked it back, man. But I mean, all right. I mean, you know, Schnick ain't gonna say nothing bad about nobody. But yeah, Wash, you gotta send him.
Yeah, we'll work on it. As we said, the thing about it is this that maybe makes you. They tricked the game off yesterday. They should have won the game yesterday. Right. Base running errors are always really frustrating. The Braves are like pretty universally accepted as a good base running team. Mm-hmm. Like they've done a really good job with that. A big part of their run last year was their aggressiveness on the base paths and ability to get home and score. The things that frustrate you about teams that consistently do that are it's a fundamental thing. Like bad infield defense, bad base running, stuff like the Braves don't do that. The Braves are a good defensive team by and large. I know that Von Grissom made a bad play a couple days ago. Had a great play yesterday. Yes, great play up the middle yesterday. Yes, Olsen, bad play in the ninth inning a couple nights ago. He's made more errors this year than he ever has before in a season, but generally been pretty solid. And they run the bases well. And Ron Washington is usually a part of that with just they have an identity, right? They're aggressive. They go. They always go.
That's nothing new.
That's why Contreras was on his backside so much because Contreras knew he was going because he always goes. And then he didn't, and then they're both there, and then he gets tagged out, and then they don't score any runs, and it's the way it goes. They lose 3-2 to the Nationals. They still went 5-1 on the homestand, which is pretty good. If you win 5 out of every 6 games, going to the playoffs, and going to have the best record in baseball history. Now they go to Philadelphia, where the Phillies are still competing for a wild card spot. So they got a lot to play for. Obviously, the Braves still have the division to play for. But Max Fried, Ranger Suarez tonight.
Let's go, Max.
Advantage Max Fried.
Let's go, Max. I mean, let's go dominate. Let's go be the dominant Maximus Fried that we need, especially after coming off a loss. Don't lose two in a row by tricking off up in Philly. All right, go out there and put your best foot forward and go get this win because you're going against a pitcher who you've had success against. For some reason, they don't see that you've had success against him, but they just still want to pitch him against you. So go up there and just go up there and get another win and continue and just hope that – who the Mets play tonight? Hopefully the Mets lose.
Mets don't play
Mets
tonight.
Are off tonight?
Yeah, the Mets don't play tonight.
So winning, they would gain a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there it is.
So there it is. And you have that game in hand and another one as well before the end of the season. So you can catch the Mets without even – and you beat them when you play them, but you can catch them just by winning those two games as well. All right, here's Arthur Smith. Not talking about Kyle Pitts. We'll get back to the Kyle Pitts conversation in about half an hour from right now because Arthur Smith did talk about that yesterday with Dukes and Bell. Here he is talking about Geno Smith. Arthur Smith.
Yeah, we played him in with the Jets. Like a lot of young quarterbacks, there's a lot that goes on just even pre-snap. I'm not considering for you, but it's going to sound like you're trying to make excuses for different players here or there, but there's a lot on young quarterbacks, and I give him a lot of credit. He's obviously a very resilient player. He's playing really well right now. There's a lot to be said for that. You know, guy doesn't go the way he probably envisioned when he got drafted, and he comes back, keeps swinging. And I got so much respect for guys like that. And he's been playing really solid football for the Seahawks.
Who that singing in the background?
Off key.
Yeah,
somebody's off key in the background.
It sounded like DMX in the shower when he was singing that humming in Belly. Okay.
Go speak freely on Geno Smith.
I don't want to speak freely because I want Geno to do well.
Well, what you say about him has nothing to do with whether or not he does well.
Geno's a damn backup quarterback, okay?
And it's a battle of backup quarterbacks on Sunday.
I know you can say what's well, completion percentage is 70% and all
those. A couple backup quarterbacks going head-to-head on
Sunday. Geno should not beat the Falcons. The Falcons, if Geno has to throw the ball, the Falcons should win, all right? Pete wants to run the football. Shut down the run and let Geno – let Geno, as one of our listeners said, let Geno cook.
Let Geno cook.
Let Geno cook. Now, if Geno come up and cook y'all ass, we come in here on Monday morning and Geno threw 300 and three tugs on the Falcons.
If Geno cooks, it's going to be a long day on Monday.
It's going to be long.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be long.
Long flight back from the Pacific Northwest.
Let them long flight from Seattle, man.
Geno cooks with NyQuil.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's really a thing. Man.
Geno bases chicken and NyQuil.
That's really a
thing. Don't let Geno cook you like really that, man.
They talking about that's on the news and watching news, racing children to the hospital because of this. Mm-hmm. All right, you know me. I already sent the text out. Hey, don't make me come to no damn emergency room and your ass up sent up there with salmonella and NyQuil poisoning. Because we're gonna have some problems. We're gonna have some problems up in that damn emergency room if a child last name McMichael on the register thing. And if I go up to that nurse doc and say, yeah, I'm here to see my kid, McMichael, for that?
Yeah, they ate NyQuil chicken.
Yep, for that? Oh, yeah. Just get him a room. Because you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to kick the
Anyway, don't let Geno Smith beat you. But also, isn't the guy starting for the Falcons kind of a backup quarterback
he is,
as well?
But I think who's better, Marcus Mariota or Geno Smith? Damn, you took too long
I think Mariota. I think Mariota is.
Hey, you took a long time.
I think it's Marcus.
You took a long time to answer that one.
But I mean, because I don't, you know, yeah. How much better?
But I think the Falcons are a better team than the Seahawks.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Pretty there's some.
Like, who's the best player in this game? Is DK Metcalf the best player in this game? On both sides?
Could be. I don't know.
It's probably Grady.
Probably the best player.
Grady.
That Jordan Brooks, he's really linebacker for the
that
Seahawks.
That dude's gonna be a star, man.
But yeah, Grady is probably the single best player in the matchup.
Okay.
In all honesty, how much better is Marcus Mariota than Geno Smith?
Not a lot.
How do you stack those two up against each other?
I'll tell you this. Would somebody have went and got Geno to be a starter? Like, the Falcons wouldn't got Marcus to be the starter. Would a team go get Geno to be a starter?
No, but only one team went to got Marcus to be a starter, and that was because they had a relationship previously at a previous
time. And Geno got it because nobody else was there.
Yeah. Geno got it because he was Russell's backup.
Yes.
And then Russell wanted out, and then Geno was there. And I guess he beat out Drew Locke, and that's the way that it went. But, yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I agree with you. The Falcons should go up to Seattle and win this football game. But in no sense of the word is it some sort of lopsided matchup.
Like, right. No.
This is still one of those ones we're talking about the Falcons playing with a roster that's being built, right? There's some good guys on the roster, but they should win this game, though. And the thing that I'm looking forward to, or hopefully looking forward to seeing, is getting cleaner in important spots. They just have to play smarter football.
Right.
First three quarters against the Rams was leaky, man. You can't let a good football team play you like that. And they tightened it up in the fourth quarter and made plays. Vice versa against the Saints, they played great in the first three quarters, and then they got leaky as hell in the fourth quarter. If you're going to win football games at all, like against anybody, whether it's the Seahawks, who you're as good as or better than or whatever, or the Rams, who are the Super Bowl champions or whoever, you got to play much more sound, much more clean football. Like, the Falcons aren't going to beat teams making mistakes.
No, their margin for victory
is so slim.
Not even the Seahawks. They just got to go up there like you said. Marcus got to take care of the football. That's first and foremost. That's the biggest thing. Out of anything that goes on in this game, Marcus Mariota has to take care of the football. That's one.
Bottom line.
Take care of the damn football, and you put yourself in an opportunity to win this football game. Period. Marcus, take care of the football. Everything else should take care of itself as I'm saying that. Marcus, I take care of the ball.
Yeah. Throw it to Kyle Pitts a couple times, too. We'll get back into that in about half an hour. Do we have time to hear Kirby Smart talk about his backup quarterback? All right, here's Kirby talking about Carson Beck.
Carson's done a good job. He understands our offensive system. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's, you know, in another year of being in the system. And you remember there was a point in time where he probably had more reps than Stetson did.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get more reps than Stetson will Saturday.
Yeah.
In fact, we've entered the Carson Beck portion of the schedule.
Yes.
Carson Beck's going to play a lot of snaps against Kent State.
I need to see more of Brock Vandegrift. I don't have nothing against Georgia's backup quarterback at all. Nothing at all against him. I just don't see Carson Beck as our starting quarterback next season.
He's not.
I don't see that.
I don't either.
Oh, yeah, okay. As long as we're all on the same page with that. Now, I could be completely wrong. They love how the ball comes off his hand. He got an arm, all that stuff.
What do they say about it when they're asked about why he's number two? What is their reasoning?
From what they tell me, because the other guys ain't ready.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
But, yeah.
The other guys
are, I just can't see it.
Youngish. But, yeah, well, you're going to get a chance to see it a lot because he's going to play a lot against Kent State.
Yes.
He's probably going to play a lot against Missouri.
Yes.
He's probably going to play a lot against Auburn.
Yes.
And he's definitely going to play a lot against Vanderbilt.
Damn.
So, Carson Beck season, baby. It's not fall. It's Carson Beck season. Is that what they mean when they say SZN season? When they write SZN? Carson Beck SZN. Upon us. Put your flannel on. We'll be right back. We'll get to the back page with Bo Johnson, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from the NFL No Huddle. We'll get back into Brian Baldinger's answer, Arthur Smith's answer, Marcus Mariota's answer. Everybody's got an answer for why Kyle Pitts isn't getting more catches. We'll get back to that. All the other big news in the NFL as well. Obviously, there's a game. Week 3 is upon us. Steelers at Browns tonight. Thursday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be sure to download and check out the Off the Cuff podcast, Midday Show podcast. No pod today. You're going to have to go back and listen. Yesterday's pod was so good, you're going to have to re-listen to it. We'll have another one out tomorrow. And
yes, because we got to let Bo Johnson defend himself.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. We did just slander Bo throughout the whole podcast yesterday and then didn't do one today. It's like, no, Bo's
coming.
Yeah, we got it.
But like everything y'all talked about yesterday, I have an opinion on. Like, it was strong, man. Look, y'all brought it. It was strong. I listened to it twice, actually.
I don't really think you're – I mean, what we were saying about your physical appearance and smell, that was just jokes.
That's fine.
We think you smell great and look great also.
But also have a conversation piece about that. So tune in more after. All right.
If you want to hang out with Randy, he's going to be out and about on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be over at Big Sky in Buckhead. I'll be there from 3:30 to 5:30 watching the game, hanging out and everything. So y'all come on through, holler at your boy Skip, who keeps DMing me. That's where I'll be, Skip. I'll be at Big Sky in Buckhead at 3:30 on Sundays, okay?
So you know who else will be there?
Who's that?
Skip.
Yes, okay. So let you know, Skip. All right, I'm saying it right now, so you ain't got to DM me tomorrow, Skip. That's where I'll be at, Skip.
Just a little aside here. This is a Brian Gebhardt's addition to that promo read. He says, good scenery.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Good scenery over there.
Okay, so yeah.
Good
so
action.
The scenery should be a lot of fun. Because
you got eyeballs.
Obviously, the Falcons will be playing during that time while I'm there. But yeah, we were about to get into it. What's going on up there in Boston, man? I mean, it's first of all, like a year, I just think it's extreme. For a consensual relationship. That's one.
Right.
All right. I know.
I never heard of that.
The moral part about it, okay, that's. I know Neil Long fine and said, but you shouldn't do that to your lady.
You shouldn't cheat on your woman anyway. Yeah, no matter who she is. But she is also Neil
Long. So she's available now. Maybe.
Hugh? Hey.
Maybe.
You out there, Hugh?
Maybe.
Getting those. That's true. You don't necessarily know. Some people come back from stuff like that.
One, stop sending pictures of women at work for Boston that you don't know about and putting them about. That's just damn irresponsible as hell.
Yeah, it's rude.
Okay, it's rude as hell. So stop doing that. But getting a year, that just seems extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's obviously written in their
Yeah, it's written
rules
in their bylaws
or whatever. I've just never heard of that before.
Me neither.
If you think this is the only inner office sexual relationship that's going on in the NBA or the NFL or anywhere.
It happens.
Yeah, it
does happen. But, I mean, they're in a situation here. If they don't fire him and fire her, oh, it's going to be a blank storm.
Oh, she's going to sue him for everything they're worth.
It's going to be a blank
storm. She's going to sue the leprechaun off their logo.
Yeah, that's the case.
And the pot of gold.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's just so crazy because you're like, not condoning it, but it does happen. It happens all the time. And so you're like, how does this – did you leave his phone open? But then this is one of the things where – I don't think Nia would snitch like that on him.
If she even knew.
If she knew.
It sounds the way that it went down. Because yesterday, like, Woj tweets out, Ime Udoka is going to be in trouble for whatever. And he didn't say what it was. It was very vague. It's like, oh, my God. Like, is it tampering? Like, was it like Spygate or something like that in the NBA Finals? Did they have video of the opponent's practice? Like, it seemed like it was something basketball. And I was like, yep, cheated on his wife.
Yep.
Now he's suspended for a year. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
If that happened every time, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's something, and it seems like they're trying to get the decision and the punishment down now so it won't linger or whatever. But yeah, when I saw that, I said a whole year, and then I read what it was. I was like, oh, not condoning it or nothing, but wow, a whole year for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a bad look. It's a bad look for him.
I thought back to that part, that scene in Fresh Prince
when
Nia Long had Will Smith tied up upside down. And he was trying to burn himself out of the ropes with the candles.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ime Udoka.
Yeah, dog.
He's going to tie you up upside down.
His feet are on fire right now, dog. Yeah, man. But, yeah, Damn shame what happened to you. It ain't a damn shame. You put yourself in that situation, bro. But yeah, a whole year? That's
A long time.
Long ass time.
Don't cheat on your wife. Let's get to the back page with Bo Johnson.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers. Find the perfect gift for any occasion, like maybe if you're Ime Udoka.
Yeah, bro.
Go over to Salomon Brothers.
Salomon Brothers, get a Kobe ring.
Buy the most expensive diamond they got.
You better get a Kobe ring.
All right, Bo, what's up?
So our boy Albert, man, he's still sitting on 698, didn't hit 699 yesterday, but he did find himself in the middle of some stuff.
3-1 pitch. And a base hit to right. Albert Pujols breaks up the no-hitter.
Hey, sorry, Blake Snell. But, you know, Albert's a beast. He's a machine.
He's a machine.
You know? So.
So no homer, but he broke up the no-hitter yesterday.
Dude, you know.
That's good. Still, he's. That's the thing about what Albert Pujols is doing right now is he's just a hot hitter.
Having
right
fun.
Now.
There's
I
no
love
way
it
retires.
Because they showed his stats against Blake Bell. Like, he can't hit him.
Oh, he can't Blake Snell?
Blake Snell, I'm sorry. He can't hit him. He's like, they had to stay. Like, he's like 0 for a whole bunch against him. And for him to break up the no-no was just so great. And just like before we get to the next story, the whole thing about the people booing the pitcher from the Pirates who didn't let Aaron Judge hit a home run off him.
Come on. No.
I'm not going to be a part of history.
No. This is,
I'm not going to be a part of history. No.
Why should you?
Who hit? Who did? Like a Jeopardy question. Who did this? Like, who gave up Aaron Judge's 61 home run?
You don't want to be that.
I don't want to be that guy.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all.
For any of, but you're still out there to compete. You're not going to groove a fastball. He's like, if he's going to get it, he's going to get it.
Yeah,
and he probably is
going. He's
going.
He's going to get it. So they put Boston. This
what
they got
is
four
it,
games against Boston.
Friday would not surprise me.
Friday though is on Apple TV,
yes.
Right? So if he does it Friday.
Please do it Friday so all the New Yorkers can whine about Apple TV.
Like
Nick.
Some guy
on
the Apple TV broadcast who honestly is probably 32 years old.
Right.
And has called like, I don't know, maybe 100 Major League Baseball games.
Hey, Nito!
That guy's about to get to call maybe the record-breaking home run for the Yankees. And Mike, is it Michael Kay? That's the guy.
Why do I keep thinking?
Is that his name? He's the guy that's the Yankees play-by-play guy on TV, right?
Yeah, and then Sterling's the famous
John Sterling.
Calls.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
why
the guy.
Why do I keep thinking that the record is 61?
Well, the Yankees record is.
Okay. Yankees record 61.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
okay, so he's going to tie it, right?
He would tie it,
okay, because everybody's going through this hoopla like he breaks it with the next one. I was like, no, he's going to tie it.
And it's funny, like breaking Babe Ruth's record.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a record.
It's not a record.
Maris passed it.
Exactly.
So did a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
No, it's Babe Ruth's best
season.
Have y'all
seen the absolute chaos that was that dog pile for the 60 ball?
Yes.
Well,
the guy
people are nuts.
The guy that got it just gave it back.
He gave it back,
good
but he's
him.
The guy on the bottom. Why jump on top of this guy?
Because everybody wants that ball.
It's a great
ball. Well, you have a chance of getting it. He's down there in the fetal position with a baseball. Like,
are you going to rip through
his
chest?
Are you giving the ball back?
I'll sell it back.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Well, maybe
okay, no,
not.
No, no, no. Thank you. Stay with me on this one. I sell it to him back.
Or at least for some stuff. Give me some season tickets and some swag, and I'll be good.
Because they gave him tickets for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Autographed bat and all that. And then they were talking about, because Robert, when Maris got his, the guy who got it, Maris told him to sell it. And the guy who bought it from him ended up giving it to Roger Aaron. I'm selling it.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
It's my ball.
Yeah, it's my ball.
Or at least give me some, like, Truist Club tickets for, you know, this season and next. Something like that. You know. Some cool shirts.
I'd like to think that I'd just give it back, but
you'd like to think
I'm a capitalist as well.
Yeah.
This is a valuable ball.
Yeah.
I got a fence to buy.
Speaking of machines, here's Amon-Ra St. Brown of the headed to the playoff Lions.
For me, I just go out there and do what I do. You know, the draft, it is what it is. Like, I mean, even the Commanders, they got a guy before me over there. I believe his name is De'Ami Brown. I don't know how many catches he had. You guys can probably tell me that. Or how many yards he had, but I don't forget things like that. You know, I see him across the sideline from where I'm standing during the game, and every team that – I'm going to give every team hell.
Okay. Okay, tell me this. What year is this for him in the league?
Two.
Oh, okay. All right, man. Whatever, dude. Whatever, man. That's why you balling because you saw the receiver. No, you balling because you good, homie. All right, stop with that bull. All right, you balling because you're good.
No,
and the reason you can say that what you said is because you're playing well.
True.
All right?
But he does know everybody that was taken before him.
So do I. Who cares?
Yeah, Johnny Brown actually
listed all of them. That crap on Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
so?
They listed all of them.
Oh, that's why he's balling, y'all.
Yeah, why?
No, he's balling because he's good.
Yeah.
Well, that should not.
But if he's that good, though, why did so many people go before him?
Exactly. Why does that happen in every
that's
draft?
The reason why
does that happen
it?
In every draft? He's saying that now because he's good.
Yeah,
because well.
He can talk his blank.
He can talk
now,
his blank.
And which
all,
is awesome.
You know what I'm all about. Talk my blank. But don't ever give me that crap that I'm playing well because 14 other people were drafted before me.
He's going to do it every single time he plays against somebody who was drafted before him, too. Amon-Ra, by the way.
Dude, he's a baller.
Egyptian sun god.
Okay.
That's what Amon-Ra is.
Yeah, him and
I didn't know where that name came from.
Throwing strays ass daddy. Remember his daddy was throwing strays at folks?
They got cool names in that family.
Like, get out of here, man.
Amon-Ra. Equanimous.
Whatever. Yeah, the dude's a baller.
They get after it in that
so
family.
So speaking of ballers, Derwin James is a baller. Derwin James freaking suplexed Travis Kelce on Sunday, which was freaking amazing to watch. Both players, you know, are okay. Travis Kelce wasn't hurt. So Travis and Jason Kelce have a podcast now that they do every Wednesday.
Is that on the Odyssey app?
Here's the Kelce's talking about that.
How did it feel when Derwin James absolutely, I mean, power bombed the f*** out on national television?
Well, it's not my first time getting power bombed. But yeah, no, I made a cut back, and then all of a sudden he is on me like lightning. I mean, he surprised the shit out of me. Lower man always wins in football. When I felt him wrap his arms around my legs, I'm chuckling in my mind. I'm like, this is not about to end well for me right now. I'm going up. What goes up must come down. The body slam was funny, but what was even more comical is the fact that he asked me after the play or after that drive. He's like, bro, you good? What a great guy, man. What a great guy.
Baller.
Baller.
It was a hell of a play by Derwin.
Was that a penalty? Or
No. Because how Kelce caught it, and he comes around. Like, Kelce shook a dude. He's going for the end zone. And it's him and Derwin.
Yeah, it was on, like, the three-yard line.
Just got it.
That's yeah, great.
And they,
great
you know who? They a lot of the Florida State defenders, that's how Jalen Ramsey tackles. They scoop you like that. And for him to get down there that fast bunk, because Kelce ain't no little dude, and get him up off the ground that
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, you got to be pretty strong.
Oh, yeah, you got to be strong as hell, man.
But sometimes they throw flags on that play.
Sometimes
now,
they do.
Which I hate. Like, it's just a tackle. He didn't, trying to hurt anybody. Well, he just
I don't think he didn't follow him to the ground, though. I think that if you follow
the
ground.
You land on him?
It was pretty
okay.
Bad. It's
only a brother can ask a question that way, by the
only
way.
Only one.
How did it feel to get power bombed?
Could you imagine if, like, a regular reporter actually went?
Especially with the F-bomb in there.
I'm going to power bomb you right now.
That's excellent. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Handful of different audio clips about Kyle Pitts and why he's not getting the ball enough. We'll get to the game tonight as well. Steelers at Browns on Thursday Night Football. Some big injuries to keep an eye on if you're thinking about maybe placing a wager on that football game. We'll get to all the other stories in the NFL as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.